this post-apocalyptic world where chaos reigns supreme. One man stole amidst the rubble and debris. He's a farmer named Jack Staybeck of the time. Surviving alone with chickens and swine. At first he tries to maintain some structure tight, but loneliness creeps in like a thief in the night. His mind began to unravel, losing touch with reality. And soon enough, madness takes hold of him completely. He starts collecting disgusting things in jars, preserving them like trophies from a twisted war. Piss, shit, that bird slimy goo chicken brain. As these macabre keepsake would somehow ease his pain. Between fantasy and reality blurs, and before long he believed to speak to him and he was heard. Fell in love with a pig, started becoming romantic. After having piglets, things got sick. In this delusion they became lovers, sharing intimate moments, creating a family of their own. Piglets running wild around it, but reality crashes down like a ton of bricks, reminding him hardly of the world, blood sucking like ticks. Pigs succumbed to illness, leaving him alone with his thoughts. He blames himself for a dead, feeling guilty and fraught. In his mind, he chose suicide rather than leaving without him. Leaving behind a void and nothing can fill again. The farmer's descent into madness accelerates as he turns to alcohol and drugs to numb the pain. One night, while stumbling through the rain, the farmer descended to mass and escalates rapidly. His actions become more violent and erratic. He starts to heal to humans, seeing them as prey, killing indiscriminately without remorse or regret. His mind is consumed by paranoia and rage, believing everyone to take away his precious pigs. One day he crashes spot with a group of hundreds of deer. They try to reason with him, but it falls on deaf ears. In a fit of jealousy and possessiveness, he kills them all brutally, leaving behind pools of blood and excessiveness. Now alone again, he turns home covered in gold, blaming it all on the suicidal whore. His sanity slipping further away like an hourglass. He locks himself inside, barricading the entrance, determined to protect his family with deadly dependents. They turn into weak dead bodies and still he remains trapped inside. His mind spiraled deep into the darkest grip. When reality slipping fast, the pigs go bigger, becoming monster versions of themselves. Mirroring the monsters descended to madness and depravity. One night, a woman in red blue tension near the fall house, hoping to find supplies of someone who might help her survive. But she doesn't know what awaits her inside. She finds courage, what a bloody sight. Jack emerges from the shadow, brandishing the bloody axe, ready to kill that hax. His eye glazed over with madness, spread reeking of alcohol and filled with sadness. Without warning, he attacks her, hacking to bits, screaming about protecting his family, his precious pigs. His blood spattered everywhere, painting the wall splits in red. She struggles futile against their pleas for mercy, not meds. Finally exhausted, she had come to her fate, and so ends another life claimed by this Twitter maniac's hate. In a twisted display of perverse satisfaction, collect pieces of a skull and bones, adding to his growing collection of macabre keepsakes. He talks to them, believing to speak to them, giving voice to the darkest beast. His obsession with preserving these roots, the malevolent intensifies, become an obsessed ritual. Pigs watch passively, unaware of the horrors unfolding around him. They become accustomed to their master's erratic behavior, accepting as normal, but deep down inside, something stirs within them. A primal instinct awakened by the bloodshed, a primordial urge to survive, to escape this hellish existence. Farmer's descended to madness reaches his peak, and he loses all semblance of humanity. He constructs a makeshift crematorium in the barn, fueled by wood and human remains inside. He places the pot containing his collection of filth and decay, igniting it with a matchstick, watching as flames dance wildly around the contents. The smell of burning flesh and bone fills the air, filling his nostrils with sickening sweetness. His eyes glaze over again, lost in another delusion, convinced of his purification. As the fire rolls higher, consuming everything in its path, he begins to chant incantations, believing the whole power of but reality and truth once more reminding him of his lonely existence. He collapses onto the ground, sobbing uncontrollably as mind shattered beyond repair. In the final act of desperation, he drinks from the potion, eyes glazed over with pain. His body convulses violently as toxins course through his face, and he writhes in agony. Piglet named Penny watches helplessly, whimpering softly, sensing something is wrong as the master breathing goes shallower. She nuzzles closely, seeking comfort in this moment of sharing suffering.
But it's futile, both men and beasts succumb to their respective fates, falling lifelessly onto the ground. The farmhouse falls silent once more, nature slowly reclaiming what was once a haven of bore. The pigs rail, feeling unaware of the past, the tents but forgetting fast. And so ends the tragic tale of Jack, the mad farmer, filthy, disgusting sack.